a section for chapter one, helicopter owners. Obviously you probably listened to the prior chapter, chapter one, you know what a helicopter owner is. And helicopter owners, they don't just micromanage their employees. They do their employees' jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if your name is Wendy, I apologize to all the Wendy's out there, but we had to pick names. I didn't want to put everyone's real name. So we had to pick names, but are you Wendy? Do all roads lead to you?
I will say that for a while there, all roads led to me. So I was Wendy.
Yeah. And I think when we first start our businesses, just like when I first had my first son, like I tried to overcompensate for everything. I tried to be everything to everybody or like, and then you're nothing to nobody, but you're the answer person, right? You're the answer guy, the answer girl. That's in another chapter.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like, do all roads lead to you? Do you feel like you're losing your mind? And at times, I mean, I have been there. I'm not going to lie. I've been there.
Yeah.
It's miserable to be there. But I think there's a great statement in this that I really want to talk about. And it's, your people are only as good as your processes. And so if you feel like Wendy right now, my question is, what processes do you have?
So I will say what I went through is, I thought I had tons of processes and I thought they were clear enough for people to understand, but I still found either me or somebody else was answering the questions outside of me. I created stuff. I published it. I documented it. I put it out there. I said it once and I laid it out and nobody followed it. Nobody listened. But, you know, even a byproduct was even though maybe I wasn't the Wendy, but whoever I delegated things to ended up being the Wendy. And so I think this is a generational thing. When you talk about business, trying to make sure that you're not the one who's answering all the end all be all, what we call a tribal knowledge, making sure that when you overcome this hurdle and you start to grow and delegate because of it, is making sure that you're not starting again from zero with this learning, this understanding, because the next person that steps in is probably going to be exactly that. And I will guarantee you this, they're probably going to try to change a bunch of things because they need to prove themselves. And so it's just, I think, keeping in mind that it's Wendy to the second power.
Yeah. And so I'm just reviewing the chapter because I want to make sure I hit my notes on it. But I mean, we've all been Wendy and you've all been that helicopter owner. Did you just like you hover over the employee. And so, you know, I have a saying, like, if you hire someone, you can't hire and then take on more tasks because now I hired them and now I got to babysit them. Right? It's you literally have to be able to hand off that task.
Yeah.
And you can't, you're not buying back your time. You're buying back inefficiencies because there's no process. There's no documentation. There's no anything. And you feel like Wendy and you can literally feel like you're losing your mind during this time. And you can have everything in the world documented because that's not the only answer. It's also, are you still answering their questions? Are they still coming to you?
Yeah.
Because it's two parts. It's documenting it and then pointing them to it, empowering them to, hey, go look. I don't know. Go look. I don't know. Like most of the employees at Organize It and Recruit and Sell Convert Clean would be like, Libby doesn't know anything. I'm like, I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
So sometimes the smartest people act dumb. They seem to like, yeah.
I don't know. Can you find it? And if you can't, can you write it down for me? Like I'm.
And you look at those people now and you're like, you're genius.
Oh no. So, I don't know, Miguel. That's a great question. Could you figure it out? I love Miguel, by the way.
Yeah.
That's a great question. Could you figure it out for me? And lo and behold, he figures it out. But yeah, you know, your processes are only as good as your people. If your people are sucking it up right now, is it your people or is it the processes?
And I think at that point, you got to really look in the mirror and reflect, like, am I the person who was responsible for putting the processes in place so that my people could succeed? And for me, that was me, is that I didn't do that. yes, I was putting things here and there and it was fantastic and I was getting techie with things, but
too techie.
But it all boils down, or all comes back to the fundamental idea of the output of results. It's how can I get somebody to own the outcome?
It's owning the outcome. Exactly. So I love this chapter about Wendy because I think, you know, we at one time, we all feel like all roads lead to us. All roads lead to Wendy. And so what we've created, man, I don't know where it's at. I wish I could do a control F to find it. But what we've created by doing this is that we've created our employees have their own personal ChatGPT to an answer to everything, which is us.
We call it LibbyGPT.
So, you know, that's something we have to fix. And the other thing I want to talk about in chapter one, right? Helicopter owners. You probably never heard that phrase. I got it from helicopter parents. I was a helicopter parent to my 27-year-old. I was. And the poor guy got the worst version of me. We weren't enabling him to like succeed and do these things because we were coddling him. We were suffocating his ability. And that's what happens when you're a helicopter owner to your employees.
Yeah.
But the other thing I want to talk about in chapter one is no one has got the joke in chapter one.
Oh, is that chapter one?
That's chapter one, Chris. Nobody's got the joke. And if you did, you won't say it out loud or you won't comment. Zach and Mary.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. I pulled it
Zach
right
and
out
Mary
there.
In the coffee shop.
Yes.
Nobody's gotten the joke. It's a joke. Nobody's gotten it.
So if you haven't already, like, listened to the first part of the book or read it, then you don't already know, like, again, there's going to be some little fiery sections here and there.
I think there's another inside joke in the book somewhere else.
Yeah.
I can't remember where it was.
But it's going to be a bit fiery. And this is, I think, this really pulls into who you are.
Yeah. you can't take anything I do seriously. When the ghostwriters were writing, they like we laid out the book and we had the coffee shop example because I'm not just giving cleaning examples. Like it's I've grew two softwares and a home service business on these frameworks. So I wanted to make sure it was very versatile in the book, mm-hmm. although there's a lot of cleaning references. But I'm like, wait, no, we need to name the characters of the coffee shop, Zach and Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, why? I'm like, just name them that. Don't ask me why to the writers. Yeah. And they're like, okay. Chris is right. It definitely shows my, guys, dude, life has got to be fun. You can't take it all seriously. Because if it's all too serious, then
yeah,
it's not worth it. Like, there's no. Once you find it out, you're going to be like, oh, Libby, she's bad. And I'm
saucy.
Like, saucy. Like, yes, but chapter one. Also, the last thing I want to leave you guys with chapter one is, you know, I was Wendy too. I was Wendy. I mean, the first time I did time audits and organize it was years ago. I was doing these before poor Chris was involved. And I had a scheduler. She's the nicest girl in the world. Highly paid too. At that time, she was over, I think, $25 an hour. And this was...
Oh, you're right.
This was before COVID.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago. And she was Wendy. We can have internal Wendys too. And all roads led to her. I had done my job at documenting, organizing. I'd let go of trying to be the helicopter parent. But she turned into the bottleneck because she wanted all roads to lead to her because it made her feel good, right? We talk about that in another chapter, but it isn't just a helicopter owner, guys. It could be someone in your company as well, creating these bottlenecks or these inefficiencies where maybe your processes are documented, but they love to be the center of attention. They love that affirmation, that need to be wanted.
The validation.
And when I did a time audit study on her, time audit sheet on her, she was our scheduler. I fired her instantly. It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was horrible. It was like, what was she doing? Nothing. Answering everybody's questions. No one was chatting. No one was looking anything up. And everyone was calling her. And she spent all day on the phone with employees. I'm like, you're the scheduler.
Yeah.
Why are you on the phone with the employees? Because she became Wendy.
Yeah. She became an administrative assistant for the employees.
Yeah.
Looking up job notes.
And this is not in the book. And this is when I said, I do not allow double entry. That didn't make it in the book.
Right.
I have a saying, double entry. We do not allow double entry anywhere.
It is a hard set rule.
What's double entry? Well, if I'm talking to the customer getting job notes, you're in the field, you read those job notes. You do not call the office and ask me those job notes. We already took the time to put them in there. If I put the job notes in a work order and then you call me to ask me that work order or those job notes, that's double entry because I paid someone to put them in and call the customer and then I'm paying someone else to tell you what they are.
Well, so you paid somebody to put them in. You paid the cleaners to look at them at first. If they did or they skimmed it and still wanted to call in to ask for clarification, that's also what happens.
So I don't pay, there's no double, and that's where that term came from that year with the scheduler, with her. I don't pay you for double entry at $25 an hour. You're supposed to be getting it from the customer. You put it in the job notes. The technician reads them. They don't call you for you to reread them to them because they want you to read them while they're driving to the next house because they don't feel like reading the job notes. That's inefficiency to its core. Yeah, I'm sorry. I get really passionate about this topic. That's where I came up with the term and it didn't make it in the book. So many things didn't make it in the book, guys. So many things. I was disappointed, but you know, the ghostwriters and the publishers know better than me, but that didn't make it in the book. Double entry.
Which is why we're bringing you these bonus sections now.
Bonus sections. Are we ready to move on to chapter two? Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built WooRecruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WootRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today.